Hey everybody, what's up?
Hello. I took a bath. Hello. Yes.
Took a
Yes.
bath. Ooh, not
I
a
took
shower,
a
a
bath.
bath?
Yeah, I took a bath. I took a bath. I did my hair. I washed my face. Like, apparently, I decided to be a human being, a civilized human being, because I was tired of being a pig. I have a phase though. I have a pig phase, Kevin. Like, I have a phase where I choose to be a pig, and I am very dedicated towards that. Like, I'm dedicated to being filthy. You know,
and you wonder why you're single still, right? I mean,
it's
this
got nothing
is
to do with
this
the
probably
single.
a problem. This is
It's
probably
got
a
nothing to do
problem.
with
I don't think
this.
women
Got
like
nothing to do
pigs,
with the
to be
fucking.
honest.
It's got nothing to do. It's single. It's just that I like a pig face because I come from an OCD family. My mom, she's you have a very hygienic family, so I have a pig face, and I feel everybody should have a pig face. Even OCD, even women should consider being looking homeless every once in a while in their own house. And just walking around, not taking a bath for maybe 2 days, and just rotten your filth every now and then a little
Never
bit.
been in a relationship, have you?
I have been in a relationship, and I have been in this situation as well. So
so
I have not
women,
been in.
women aren't always with makeup on and perfume on all the time. Like, I don't
No,
know who you're... No, they're
no,
not.
I've,
No,
I've, I've, I've been in that situation where I've woken up to a woman looking completely like a different entity. You know, it's like she, when she wears a makeup, it's like a different face. When she opens, it's called the morning face. I have woken up to authentic morning face with women, you know, and the morning face is the face. I'm sorry, not the face, face. The morning face is actually the face, the true person. Like, if you can live with that and wake up, you see that. And the first thing you see when you open your eyes and you're like, oh yeah, I don't mind. That's it. You have accepted the filthiest person on the world.
Dude, again, I'll go back to the question. Like, you wonder why you're single. These are the type of thoughts that are in your head though, man. Like, because to me, like, I honestly would rather have a woman who's not having makeup on all the time. Like, I like the natural.
No, I don't mind that too.
No, you literally just said, like, the filthiest human being on the, what was that last quote? Connor put the clip up the last thing he just said and put it right here. I think it was like the filthiest person on the planet or something in the world, something like that. Whatever you just said, put that right there, because obviously he doesn't remember. He just said 2 seconds ago. So please put that there.
I don't think he'll remember that. I don't think so.
Dude, you
no,
literally
just
said it. You literally just
know,
said, like,
know,
the filthiest human on the planet, whatever, though, right? Yeah.
What I'm trying to tell you is that sometimes I think it's okay for people to, you know, look horrible every once in a while and be like, yeah man, fuck yeah, I gotta accept this shit, and I wanna like not comb my hair, I don't wanna brush my teeth, no, I don't wanna change my underwear, no, I don't wanna wear clothes. I'm like, you know, I wanna be that guy every once in a while. You know, it's so relaxing. Like, it's like we're answerable
you
to society.
Be that guy. You're just gonna be alone and be that guy if you don't like that's the only
you
thing.
Can also be that guy with your spouse or with your girlfriend or with your boyfriend,
you
whoever you choose to be.
When you're first meeting them, you have to look your best.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay,
you can't get to that phase until like 6 months into the relationship, like when you care less.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that part I agree. You know, that is something that is pretty logical. That's understood, because you're not going to look like a fucking homeless dumbass and then, you know, walk up to a girl with flowers. She's going to throw stones at you. So she's going to call the cops. So that's by default. No man is going to do that. I don't think so. But yeah, this is my idea, man. So
I'm gonna look at like the YouTube analytics of that part, like when the drop off goes down. Like this is what happens though, right? So when we see like the views when it goes up here, and like, cause on YouTube on the analytics you can see like when people drop off. I'm sure it'll be like at that timestamp where people are just gonna drop off. So.
Come on, guys, you need to be with me. I'm trying to be human here. I'm gonna get in touch with my raw human nature. You know, like. Like just you know, touch, just
the
feel
real,
me, man.
Well, the real and shady stand up, man. Like that's
I'm not standing up. Yeah. I'm not standing up.
Yeah,
I'm never
standing
up in videos.
Because you have no
pants on.
You can't stand up. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have no pants. I mean, come on. It's our 42nd episode, right? It's a
42. Yeah, that's right. Episode
42.
42.
Fuck.
Yes, episode 42. The
Jesus.
Answer to Life. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great. It's a movie Kevin told me about. I gotta check it out.
Yeah, 2001 Space Odyssey. Like, there's like a robot and like an AI kind of like Siri in the movie. It's like, this is an older movie, probably like the 70s though. But like when the guy asked the robot, like, hey, what's the answer to life? And it's just a 42. 42 was the answer to life. So yeah.
Okay, I did watch that movie. Don't give it away. But yeah, man.
It's a good movie. It's a really good movie. Yeah. Really good movie.
I gotta check it out. Also, you know, I've never worn pants from the first episode till now. Like, I'm so dedicated. Like, I've worn
pants every episode. So yeah,
every episode, like from the first episode to this episode, yeah. I've not worn pants. Like, maybe I've worn it and like, you know, for a second, but I have 80% I've not worn it. I've taken it off in between, but I have 80-90% I've not worn it. It just feels so wonderful that I've been so dedicated with no pants episodes till 42, and I feel so proud of myself, my underwear, my dedication to everybody who was, you know, put up with me through this. This part is going to get edited out, obviously.
We're not getting edited out. Nope. Yeah, and just so everybody knows, there's no guest today, so you're going to hear more of Shady's statements and his opinions. So yes. Yeah.
God bless.
It's been a while since we had a solo, though, right? It's been a long time, dude.
Long time, dude.
Probably since like the podcast recap, and then before then, it was like episode 16.
The rainy and the summer debate. That was the one.
That was one, and then we had like the camping one. That was episode 16.
The camping one. Oh, yeah. My God.
That was the last one, man. Like, that was episode 16 so while ago, dude.
Yeah. Connor, you got to put clips of those best episodes over here. Let's put those pictures or just moments of that, because
it's so funny. One of my friends, I told her that, like, I have a podcast, right? And she looked at the first episode. Like, I don't know why she looked at the first episode first. It's so bad. Don't look at the first episode first. The first episode, you're going to have so much judgment of what the podcast is. Look at like the latest episode. Don't look at the very early on.
Should we just delete the first episode?
No, it's iconic. We have to keep
it's
the first
iconic.
Episode.
Yeah, it's like,
don't
it's
start like... with episode one. When you like a new podcast, start with the latest episodes. Don't go all the way back to the beginning episode. It's so bad. It's so cringy.
Right.
It's the worst.
Absolutely.
Ever.
It's absolutely like it's. Yeah, please, if you guys are subscribing or if you're listening to this for the first time, go backwards.
Yeah.
Go backwards or go in the between, but don't go from the start.
Don't
okay.
Go from the very first one.
Don't do that.
It's so bad. Anyway.
Anyway. Yeah.
So we have no guests today, but we have some questions that we're gonna be talking about. Thank some interesting
you,
questions.
Yeah, man, this is serious stuff, man. Shit.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be a more serious podcast.
Yeah, slightly serious. Yep.
Slightly serious. Yeah. So you brought up this question you wanted to talk about. This is like something you want to talk about for a bit, though, but I think we wanted to save this for like a solo episode because there's a lot more depth with it. Like, like can you be funny like in like when bad news or like during dark times, right?
Right.
Like, do you have like an example? Like, did this happen to you?
So, the question of the day is: can you be hilarious if you are traumatized or you're dealing with the bad news or, you know, you have a bad situation? Can you be funny if that, because I've seen comedians make fun about their mother's funeral. I've seen comedians push through it, you know, like if I'm being 100% honest, I cannot be funny because I would first of all get a panic attack. I swear to God, I'd get a panic attack. My brain is going numb. Because I'm a very delicate person. I'm a very sensitive person. So in my situation, because it's very personal, you know, like it's very personal. Like it's when it's about you and it's about your family, your situation. And if it is anything related to your own personal life, and it's subjective. Some people can just laugh and just play it off. But I cannot, because I feel that makes me weak in terms of being funny. I might not be funny, but I'll be very sarcastic. Like, I think I can say that at that moment, I may not be funny. I'll be just be like, I'll be dumb. Like, I'll be unfunny. Fuck. But maybe after 2-3 days, when I revisit the situation, I will find the coping mechanism to deal with it. Like, it just kicks in later on, like the after effect of dealing with something. That's me. That's just me. That's in my situation. At that point, I don't know what the fuck to do. I am just sitting in the corner crying my eyes out or just questioning life, you know, talking about dark shit, whatever. But
that's just goes to show, because like you have a very offensive comedic style, though. A lot of people don't know that you're very sensitive off stage. So, which is super interesting. Yeah. And it just also goes to show, like, I mean, some people just think we have to be funny all the time, but you're if you're the funny guy, you have to be the funny person, like, especially like you're at a funeral, like there's a death, like you're the one who where they want you to go up onto the stage, say a few words, but like be funny with it, like remember this time, blah blah blah, and like I remember this memory, blah blah blah, like, you know. So it is super interesting. I think that I can't I'll just, for me, I can turn it on and off. Like, I can be very funny, very serious, which I think is I think that's very important, especially like when it comes to like stuff like this, like especially also like not only just like with like bad news or like death or whatever, like serious like conversations, because I think a lot of comics though have a tough time where it's like when they're dating somebody though, they don't know when to turn it off though, right? Because everything's a third eye, everything's a bit, everything's a joke, and so it's like, that's why a lot of comics, I think, this would be my opinion, why a lot of comics are single. One, because like they can't turn it off, and number two, because like their partner doesn't want to be in all their jokes. So those are the two reasons why I think why.
Which makes sense, because I think, you know, just because, you know, I think as an individual person, even as a female, you are allowed to laugh at something and you're allowed to not laugh at something, because it's an individual right for you to, because you have feelings. I mean, you're going to find something offensive or, you know, just because you love somebody doesn't mean you're not along all the time. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do that. I wouldn't do it, but you can be polite about it. The thing is, people are not polite about it. They just get oversensitive. You can just, and if you love somebody, the person will be like, okay, I'll never do it. I'll just tone it down. That's where the caring part kicks in, where you understand what the partner is trying to say and she's not liking it. Maybe don't do it in front of her. Do it behind, maybe do it on the stage, and do less in front of her. That would work. Mm-hmm. That works, you know, adjust. Mm-hmm. So, but I would say, if I had to be in the funeral or, you know, at some point in my life, I would first be human, because I feel that I'm very funny as a person. I am, but I feel I'm not only funny. I feel I'm also a bottle of emotions, like a wave of emotions. Like, I'm funny. Mm-hmm. I am sad. I am super sensitive. I have panic attacks. I have anxiety attacks. I have a bit of everything. You know, I'm a wave of package of emotions. Right.
Yeah.
And I am just picking the selective emotions when it comes to comedy. Correct.
Yeah.
I'm picking anxiety. I'm picking panic attacks. I'm picking trauma. I'm picking situations for my comedy. But once that is over, when I am sitting in my own house, when I'm thinking about, you know, life and shit, then if something, I'm thinking about something really dark or just about myself, then I'm not funny. I'm not funny, because I'm like, then the comedic side of me dies, and then the, you know, it's like the side where you're like, oh, I'm a human being at the end of the day. I got feelings, you know. Yeah. I pay taxes, and I'm also gonna die. I gotta also figure shit out, you know, stuff like that. So,
but like the best stuff comes from the darkness, though, man. Like, that's the best jokes come from dark things that have happened to comics, though. So like that's the truth, though, right? So like the pain. Like, there has to be something real about it, though. So a lot of times, like, the best jokes come from some sort of pain, whether that be something where it's like it's really, really dark, like, hey, like, I have like a death in the family, or it's like, hey, like, I was embarrassed this one time when I was a kid, whatever. Like, there's still pain, levels and degrees to it, but like, those are both, like, you know, taking something that was like painful or a joke or darkness and making it into a joke. And that's kind of part of our job as comics, to do that.
That's true. But again, I would say each comic does it really differently. If I had that situation, I will not be funny. I would be emotional.
You need to take time to reflect
on it.
We'll
do it later.
You need to take time and heal from the darkness.
Correct.
In order to
heal. That's the word. That's the word of the day. That's the word of the day.
100%. Heal.
Heal. Yeah. Because if you're not healing, I mean, some in your own way, yep. You know, if you're healing your own way, then you're not being funny at all, or you're not pushing it 100%. Forward. Some people heal by just making a joke out of it and pushing forward. Maybe that's the ideal, you know. Maybe go on the stage and, oh, you guess what? My mother died yesterday. Oh my God, you know, that's their way of healing. I would not do that. I would cry.
No, I think it is your way of healing, but I think you need a lot more time to sit with it before you can write and make jokes about it. And that's okay.
Right.
Everyone else's healing process is very different, right? Some people do it in an instance.
Absolutely.
And like as soon as it happens, and some people, they need time to reflect on it, and then they'll write jokes about it to heal
the
process though.
Absolutely.
So,
right. Yeah. So, but I can see myself not making dark jokes about my family. You know, I would never do that. I would make fun, but I would never make dark jokes about family. That's how I can see myself as that person who I joke about my mom, my dad, my granny. I joke about my brother. I joke about my relatives, but I've never actually, you know, done a really dark joke about my family background. You know, I've never done it. So
do
I don't
you,
think.
Let me ask you this: like, is there anybody in your family that doesn't want them to write jokes about you, or like, so like for me at least, like I have a lot of jokes like on my mom and my dad, though they don't care, or even my brother, because they've already given me the free pass, like they don't really care, and they already trust that I'm gonna like not do it in a way where it's like I'm like in a, like a negative way, pointing and like it's gonna be a joke, right? And they can trust me on that though. But it's funny because like I used to have like on my dating profile, right? And like, hey, just looking on here, just looking for material, right? So that was my bio, right? So a lot of people would be like messaging.
Yeah, now I'm
like,
guessing
hey,
why
like,
you're single.
Like, yeah,
I'm
yeah,
guessing
yeah.
why
like,
you're fucking single.
Yeah. A lot of people would message me, but it was a good conversation starter. A lot of people would message me like, hey, like, you know, have you found good material on here? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So yeah, it is something where I think a lot of people have asked me about it, like, hey, like, you know, when you go on dates, is it like, are you gonna like bring this to the stage or whatever, or something like that? It's happened a lot though.
I've done it too. I've done it several times, but to be honest, I don't think my parents have ever stopped me from saying not. They've never told me what I can and cannot say in comedy, because number one, they have not heard my material.
That's the thing. Why
me.
Have they not heard your material, dude? They have to hear it at some point, man.
Because I feel that they are not ready for it, because
when will they be ready? When will they actually be ready? Tell me.
Oh, you know, when the video comes out, when I actually make it
when
ready.
They're, when they're dead? Like, when are they going to actually be ready, dude? Like, come on, man.
I have seen, like, I'm not going to lie, they have seen stand-up videos of mine, the one which they have a couple of videos on Instagram, they have seen that. They have seen the episodes of the Hangover
podcast.
What
did they think?
Podcast.
What did they think? What was their?
They
was
thought
their...
it was funny. The clean jokes, they have thought it's funny.
So
clean
hold on.
Ones they have seen,
when you're doing your clean gigs, how come you don't invite them then?
Because I don't want that. I don't want them to come to my set right now, because they don't have. First of all, they don't have the time. They don't have the time. They really don't have the time. They have a very busy schedule. And given my dad's health and my, you know, my mom's schedule 24/7 in the house with my granny and everything, it's a very different algorithm with how shit goes in my house. That's why I'm not with them. I stay away from my family because I have my own life. So that's why I don't get them involved in this. So it's just not possible. And they
but
go to.
In my opinion, just from that point, in my opinion, that's the more reason to bring them. Because, like, again, you said, like, your dad's health and, like, your grandma. Like, I mean, we don't know how long we have on this earth. So, like, to
that's
me,
true.
That's,
I would
that's,
bring
that's
them.
More like, that's more the reason to bring them, is my point.
I know. I'll do that. I'll do that very soon.
And I also understand, like, bringing them to the clean show, because they might not like your other controversial opinions and your, yeah, that's
they
that's
will, forget about me. They wouldn't like anybody else. They would.
Oh, that's
like,
true. That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Because
they have to.
They wouldn't like, because the other comics, let's say I bring them in and let's say I decide to do super clean because it's my parents, right?
Yeah.
They don't realize that there are
other
comics that go off the charts.
That's true. That is very
so,
true. That's
that
very
is
true.
The one. That's probably the main reason why most comedians don't bring their parents, Indian parents, to their gig.
So, but what if you go to an actual purely clean show? There are clean shows, right?
Corporate shows. Like, think corporate shows is good. Like, corporate shows, they would come to. So, if I'm doing a show for a corporate, which is going to kick off, then I would bring them. See, here's my take on this. The a lot of people in the Indian economy or the Indian parents or Indian comedians are not really much involved. Very few are involved with their kids' career in comedy. It's not as open. It's not as diverse. It's not as, oh my God, nobody cares. Just jokes. It's not Western minded like the United States. It's not like that. It's very subjective. There's so many people coming from different backgrounds, so many, you know, different upbringings and mentality and financial situation, which religion they belong to, right? So that adds like a big weight for someone to just bring their parents to the show, because it's not as easy to just put them there and be like, hey, laugh, I'm your son, it is a joke. It's not no big deal. Cannot happen. Never happen. It will never happen. It's very rare to witness that.
Again, I think it depends on the comic, and it depends on the mindset. Show too. Right, on the show. Not on the mindset. I think it depends on the show though, because like
show and the upbringing.
If it's a purely show, clean show, yes.
No, but, show, upbringing and mentality. Yeah. This three things matter.
Right.
Upbringing and mentality equally matters. You know. Then if your upbringing and mentality is top notch, you wouldn't give a fuck how the show is. You will take it the way it is.
So right. I guess a question maybe I should start asking though to a lot of the Indian, because we've had Indian comics on here though,
right?
From India, right?
Right.
Are their parents the same way? Because obviously we just had a comic, Arnav, right? And his dad, you know, does stand up too. So obviously his dad support. I mean, so I guess there are nuances to not every Indian parent is like very much like they want clean stuff, but it depends on the parent though and the upbringing. I guess.
Right. So yeah, so that's the main reason I wouldn't do it for now, but I would do it at some point.
At some point, yeah.
At some point, but I would. I really would, because I have to. It's not about right or wrong. I have to. That's it. So that's gonna happen. So.
Because I just feel like you would regret it if they never saw you. That's my thing.
And that's obviously that's the main reason why I gotta do it. Simple. Yeah. Because I don't wanna, you know, wake up one morning and realize that they never saw me perform. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want that. I never want, like I want to see them live.
This is a great transition. This is very natural to our second question. Was like, okay, life after parents though. Like, so you, I think the other day told me like, you're worried about what's gonna happen after your parents go away. Like, you know, what are you worried about?
I would say I'm worried about. Like, I'm just worried about myself. Like, I'm worried about how I would handle myself emotionally, or I would handle myself adulting. Because right now I am adulting, but I'm not a pro level. I am semi-adulting with a bunch of kid inside my head, which is very much needed. So, and I think the life after my what concerns me is just how I would, because I'm so used to just seeing them every day and talking to them about my shows and hearing their voice and, you know, telling them, oh, this show didn't go well. Oh, you'll get your next time. Don't worry. My grandmother coming in and she's like always, you know, tells me, hey, how did your show go well? I said, yeah, it will. Oh, next time do well. Don't worry. Things will be fine. You're doing so great. This all this consistent amount of seeing them this every single day. So I think when I wake up one morning, I gotta wake up, you know, I've gotten used to this routine. When you get used to this routine, right, it's a routine. Mm-hmm. So when you get to used to this routine in your own personal brain, and if that day comes, which it's inevitable, I mean, I am scared to accept that. That's the biggest thing. I'm scared to accept it. Like, I don't think I'll have the courage to even accept it. Like, part of me, I have, you might have to edit this part out, but part of me, I have said that when I'm with my parents, if my parents are no more, I might kill myself. I'm damn scared. I am damn scared to push forward if they are not around, because I don't know, this is something which I have maybe thought about this in the past, because it's very scary. I mean, I'm not going to do that, obviously, but I'm just saying that their importance is everybody needs to realize this. It is the importance of parents is so much. Like, they are annoying after an age. They don't understand you. They don't get your vibe. They don't understand your mindset. They are not trendy. They are boring, blah, blah, blah. But it's when I say that, like, I fucking say my parents are boring. My dad is this. My dad is that. My mom is this. My mom is that. Oh, shit. But I also, when I realize when the comedic side goes away and the real, you know, the practicality kicks in and I'm like, oh, shit, what if this disappears? And you got to deal with this, man. You know, and that's the part scares me, because that's why I'm trying to, you know, build relations. So that just finding the courage, because I'm scared to be funny after that. Like, I also question myself that after my parents are gone, God bless. I mean, how will I be in comedy? Like, how would I see myself? Am I growing in comedy? Will it impact my career? Am I going to be emotionally touched? Am I going to take a positive thing from here? Like, you know, stuff like that, because everything which is in my life is really impacting in my comedy career. May it be my parents or my having a bad mood. Everything is just impacted. So I would say my life after parents, I'm just worried that, you know, I'm also worried that I'm just worried about a lot of things about, you know, the financial part, because that's very important, because managing the finance is very important. So I try to spend a lot of time with your parents, with your dad, to, you know, to learn about, you know, the dad wants to teach you about money. You know, my dad's trying to teach me about money, whatever he wants to teach. I mean, it's just the whole point is to learn, because he's seen the world more than me, period. So it's just that I have lost a lot of people in my life. I've said this in many podcasts, even in conversations. Like, I've lost a lot of people who have come and gone. So I have this fear of losing people. Like, I have this obsession of making people stay and making it work no matter what. So I'm scared to lose people. So if that happens, if I realize that person is going to go away, I will do whatever it takes for the person to stay. That's me, though, because I've lost a lot of people and I don't like being alone. That's the point. So so when my parents are probably, you know, not going to be around, I have to, like, you know, make sure that I am still like this. You know, I'm still here doing the podcast. I'm still doing shows. I'm still recording. I'm still traveling. I'm still putting out shows. Hopefully I get a Netflix then. I talk about this on Netflix. And I still do sketch comedy. I still, you know, talk to every single buddy I know in the industry. You know, I make sure that I move forward and it has not affected my growth of, you know, moving forward because of their absence. That's what scares me. That's what I don't want. And that's what I'm preparing myself. And I'm telling everybody to prepare yourself mentally. You know, after that, it's just that. Is this how it's going to be? So I'm an overthinker. I always take 10, 15 steps ahead, maybe 100 steps ahead. So that's just me. I have a big issue living in the moment. I'm not that guy, because one guy will, people will be like, oh, you know what? If life is all about living in the moment. What if I'm like, bitch, whether you live or die, tomorrow is going to be a sunshine. All right. It's going to be a tomorrow. It doesn't matter. There's always going to be a tomorrow, whether you're dead or alive, you know? So don't give me this bullshit about living in the moment, all right? So I've never been like, because I had my relatives and my, you know, my cousins and my people in my family live in the moment thing. I live in the moment, but not for a long time. I always think 10 steps ahead. I'm just cautious by default. This is something I get it from my dad. All right. My dad is an overthinker, 10 steps ahead. Like, he will predict things before it even happens. Like, he will predict the situation before it even exists. So I get that from my dad. So that's why I'm talking about this. Like, what happens when, you know, how am I going to deal myself when the parents are gone? That's why I started thinking about this. And then, yeah, there's a whole, you know, really, yeah, that's the whole ideology. That's it. That's so far. Sorry.
No, but I think you think in the moment when you're doing stand up though. So, like, I don't know.
I don't think about it when I'm doing stand up. Like, that's, here's the thing. If I'm doing my stand up, I don't think about any of this. I switch off my sensitive side. I switch off my overthinking side. I switch off. Like, I have a switch. Mm-hmm. When I turn that switch on and pick up the microphone, every possible thing I have thought about or said in this podcast till now is out when I'm in the microphone. And when I drop the microphone, when I go back home, it's back to normal. So I try not to get this in the way, because it affects my writing process and it just flips my mood. So I'm so particular about that. So that's it.
Well...
There's a lot of pause.
Oh, because I'm waiting for you to ask me about my thought.
Oh, yeah. So sorry.
No,
what would
that's
you?
Okay. No, no, no. I mean, we can
how
move
would
on,
you
right?
do? Oh, sorry.
We can
How would
move
you?
on.
All right.
Okay.
So asking, what about you, Kevin? How would you deal with the whole life
Life
after
after
parents
my parents?
situation?
Okay.
Life after situation. How would you handle
So
that?
yeah, the thing with me is like, I mean, my parents have always been like the best parents, and so that's like really good, and but it's also really bad because, like, again, I have a joke that they're helicopter parents, and it's very, very true. Like, they are literally so involved, like, all the time. Like, when I was a child, all the way up to even now, like, they try to be involved all the time, right? So my feeling is, though, like, when they're gone, it's like, okay, like, right now, like, my mom tries to like manage as much of my fine, even though I try to say, hey, like, I want to manage it on my own, she still wants to manage my finances. And my dad still wants to like fix if there's like a sink that's broken, right? Or a shower door, like, he still wants to fix it. So it's like, my thing is that when they're gone, like, when the shower door breaks, what's going to happen? Like, I'll have to do it myself, but I never learned it. So then, what's going to happen? Am I going to look at it on YouTube? Am I going to hire someone to fix it? I don't know. So, like, and then, like, okay, well, then when my mom is gone, like, okay, well, because she's doing all the finances, if I don't know anything about the, you know what I mean? Like, that's so, the finances, the insurance, all these other things is like a lot of like that grown up kind of stuff because they
Yeah,
want to
it's
do it
too
for
much
me.
for it's a bit too
Yeah,
much. Like
because it's like,
I feel a pressure on my brain when I think about all these things at the same time. It just that's the part that scares me. Like, sometimes what if we cannot handle it, or what if we just slip? There'll be nobody to teach us, or nobody to or forget teaching. You wouldn't, absorb it the way how you did. It's just a different thing, experience altogether.
Right.
So
They're getting better, but it is a struggle where it's like, okay, I want to do this on my own, but then they're still just going to do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, my
I
thing is like,
get it,
every
yeah.
time I, if they come over my house or I go over their house, they always like, hey, we cooked like a week's, food for you. Like, I mean, okay, well, I don't need you to do that, but you're still gonna do it anyway. It's like,
True, true,
at
true.
some point, me and my brother, like, you have two men, like, you don't have like, kids, you don't even have two daughters, right? You have two men. They have to at some point be, fend for them out for their own, right?
I
And
get
they've
that.
gotten
Yeah,
better.
I get that. They just want to feel involved. They just want to be, they just want to
Right.
make, they just don't want to give up being parents,
Right. They
They
don't want to give it up. They
won't give it up.
really
Same thing with
give it
my
up.
family. Like my mom is still working. My grandmother is 75 years old and she's still running around the house. She's still doing all the stuff. She goes for walks, right? And she does, all the regular stuff. She's not chilling. My mom is almost 60. And she still wants to be involved in my life, makes me food, gives me stuff for me, checks up on me, all the regular stuff, certain things they just don't want to let go. And I feel that's a beautiful thing, but at the same time it sticks to us so much that we might miss it,
I just think that,
so
in my
yeah.
opinion, I mean, yeah, they were great parents, but like, I think as a parent, it's your job to also like let go and prepare your kid. Like, I mean, yes, from like, from the time that they're born to like, I don't know, 18, 21, however you want to do, or 25, whatever. Like, you've already instilled all the life values, all the advice, anything like that. So then your job then is like, okay, if I need any advice, I can call you or whatever. If I need some help, I can ask you. But you shouldn't just be doing things for me without like me asking about it. And I think that that's the struggle where it's like, I would like to get to that place. We're trying to
Right.
get to that place, but
Same here though.
it's tough. It's
Absolutely,
it's a
absolutely.
it's really, really
It's the
tough
same
if they
one.
don't want to let go.
Don't
And
let go. No, it's the same. It's the same thing. It took a lot of.
because I
I
think that
think.
they think that they're helping me, right? They think that they're helping me, but
No, they're not helping. They just want to be involved.
you're
It's not
more
helping. It's just
hurting.
being
In the long
involved.
run,
You're
it's
just
going to
being
be
involved.
hurting more, though. Like, it's going to be
Right,
hurting more in the long run if I don't
absolutely.
learn to do these things on my own, though. That's the thing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So.
So, and you can't even say no. Here's the thing though. You can't even stop them or say no because
Oh, I've said
you
no plenty of times. They just ignore it.
Yeah,
So, like.
I never found the courage. Maybe I say that once in a while, but otherwise I feel really bad that okay, it's okay. Let mom do, man. It's okay. No, but it's okay. It took a long time for my parents to let go on certain things from independence. Like I grew up pampered. I grew up a very pampered kid. I am a pampered kid by child. I'm not anymore, but I was a pampered kid. So it took a lot of time for my dad and mom to trans, mainly my dad, to transition from that phase to here. He's not completely let go on certain things. He's still latched on. But from a point of career and independence and son having his own place and doing his own shit and playing, you know, whatever, you know, paying taxes or whatever. So almost like 60%, he's out. He's still 40% is still dead. So I think the dynamic is very different with Indian parents. Unlike,
and you should enjoy the fact that you don't have kids anymore. I don't know. Like that's how I would act as a parent. I feel like it's a whole different transition. Like, you can now just enjoy time with yourself, or you can go and travel, or you can do whatever you want. You don't have the kid anymore, but they don't want to let that go. They still want to act like they have. Like,
they keep me involved. If they're making any plan, like I've noticed this, even my parents make a vacation plan or whatever. They make it and they keep involving me in all the trips. They want me around all the time in the trips they do. Now, here's the thing though. It's just not that I don't want to be with my parents. It's just that sometimes I feel that they should just enjoy on their own, you know, go on their own. I don't want to be in, I want them to have a great time. It's not that I don't want to go. I can go, but sometimes, come on, I'm in my 30s. I'm midway half adult, you know, I'm adulting. I'm almost like, you know, hitting, you know, I'm close to the you know, not 40s, but mid 30s. But the fact being that, you know, I'm developing the sense of independence and have my own life where I want to go, you know, where I want to go alone, you know, what I want to do alone, you know, like I like my own thought process of decision making, you know, things which particularly make me happy. So
you said alone a couple of times though, man. I thought you were an extrovert though.
No, alone as in travel alone, like to go to places.
Travel and alone. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, not alone time. That I do it, and that I get it anyway. So, okay. Yeah, I get that alone time a lot. So it's not a problem. So I'm cool with that. Okay. So, but I feel that right now, you know, at least with Indian parents, after a certain point, my dad is also, I can see that they are genuinely just pushing the whole spend more time with family thing. You know, that idea, spend more time with family. We go here, join us. We go to the vacation, you join us. And then they canceled it because grandmother's going to be alone at home. And I'm like, okay, I will be at home. You guys go. And then they canceled it. And I'm like, they're just all over the place and undecided. But the ball, like, you know, it's just that they're not able to make up their mind of, for a second, living it up for themselves, you know,
right.
For a second. That's the only thing I want. That's the only thing we want as kids. Because end of the day, we're going to live up. I mean, you and I, we're going to take vacations. We're going to go alone, right? At some point, we're going to travel alone, right? We have to. So at some point, whether we are married or not married.
Well, single, no, it's happening right now. Like, so that's the thing. Like, for me, like, I can travel alone. Like, I can't remember the last, like, family vacation that we had. But, I mean, maybe it was, like, two or 3 years ago. But, like, I can definitely travel alone because I work remotely. So, like, I definitely am trying to, like, also travel on my own, like live in a place for like a month, whatever, or a couple weeks, whatever. So like, to me, like they're allowing me to do that though. So to me, it's not even the vacations. It's really more the, like all like the grown up shit, like the you know, the finances and like if something is broken in the house, like, you know, my dad would just come over and just fix it for me. Like that's those are the things where,
those are the things where it's like,
okay, I wish I could just
ship,
kind of,
man.
yeah. Like I'd rather kind of just fix it on my own. That's why if something's broken, maybe I just won't even tell them. I'll just try to YouTube
it. Sounds like Bob the Builder.
My dad is Bob the Builder.
Connor put Bob the Builder and
put Bob the Builder on there. Yeah,
and
yeah.
put his dad's picture like an animation. Like
put my dad's photo on top of Bob the Builder. There you go.
Bob the Builder. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. No, but that's
how it is.
Yeah, that's the only thing is, like, you know, I mean, they've given me a lot of independence, and it's like I've been able to do a lot of things on my own. But it's just, I think like those core things is like, those are things important. I should be doing on my own, and then
I would say these are the things which worries me and obviously worries everybody, because let's face it, let's address the elephant in the room. The clock is ticking, time never waits, you know, the clock is ticking, the years go by, right? We have a lot to accomplish over the years, right? We have a lot of boxes to check before we, you know, retire or just hit an age, whatever, right? So we are just, you know, like,
what are those boxes for you? What are those boxes?
Yeah. So we are already in a very
But what are those boxes for you though? What do you want to check before you retire? Yeah.
Number one, to obviously to be the best comedian. Number two,
I don't know if that's gonna happen. What does best comedian mean? You have to be specific.
Just the best comedian. Like,
no,
just,
but what does that mean? No. What does that mean though? Like, I don't know what that means.
Okay. So in simple terms, have my Netflix special.
It doesn't necessarily mean best comedian. There are some comedians that have that are terrible but had Netflix specials. So just so you know.
Thanks for telling me that. But okay. The point is to be the best in stand-up comedy and in writing. So be the best in stand-up comedy. What does be the best mean though?
You're not going to be the best. Like, you're not going to be better than like, you know, Bill Burr or Kevin Hart or
George. Oh no, Carlin. I'm just best for myself.
Oh, best
I'm
for not, yourself. Okay.
I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I'm not. I'm still look up to Bill Burr. I don't wake up competing with, I got to do better than George Carlin. Fuck no.
No.
Not that.
Yeah. You're not going
to
be.
I look up to those people to get to where I am.
Best version of myself.
You know, where I'm effortlessly, you know, things are going well and I'm, you know, getting shows and bookings and traveling, going to New York, going anywhere. People are like, oh my god, Zenshi, can we do a show? Oh, you're so busy, you're not coming for this show. When you're coming to Paris, when you're coming to UK, oh my god, oh, just stuff like that, where I wake up and I'm just bombarded with a lot of, you know, bookings.
You want validation. You want validation.
Validation, in short, yes. So, in short, kind of like having a Kevin Hart's life, something like that. Like a publicity and media and stuff like that. I like that. I love that. So that would make me genuinely happy because that's the thing. Second thing is obviously, you know, to get my personal life sorted. That's the second thing. Hopefully, you know, have a wife or get married, whatever. That's another box to check. So that's it. And most importantly, to make sure that I'm living peacefully with no problems at all. That's the biggest challenge. To make sure that I'm living peaceful with the peaceful, with the right type of people, with supportive people, till the time I hit the grave. Like, that should be point number one. These two can come after that. So that's the whole. These are the three things. The rest, everything like fame and buying shit, traveling, that's all bonus. That's this in the side. These are like the main things for me personally. So, but yeah, and obviously by doing so, making my parents proud, and you know, seeing they can finally be like, oh shit, he started comedy. We were not sure about it. Oh yeah, he's really good. And my mom being proud when she sees me on Netflix or Amazon or a show, you know, where I can proudly, you know, just portray my talent in front of my own parents, and they are proud. So that's something which I want to do. That's my checklist. That's it. It's very basic. It's not very hi-fi, but it's very important that I do this.
That's good.
So yes,
it's all good.
What about you?
So for me, you know, in a few years, definitely having like a wife and kids,
yeah,
at some point that way I can like pass down a lot of lessons I have to them, you know, at some point to kind of, just be not necessarily, I never want to be Kevin Hart like that. That's too much for me. That's exhausting. I would hate being famous, or I don't need that though. But what I would like to have is like, you know, on weekends, you know, that I'm able to get consistent gigs, like when I want to, like that's where I would want to get to as a comic.
Right.
So it's not like where it's like people kind of maybe know who I am, or maybe it's like I can get like, I have like every Saturday, maybe I have a gig or something where I can build like my own show, whether it's I'm building my own show or I'm getting booked consistently. I would like that. I don't have to be like a big, huge comedian. That would exhaust me so much. and then like visiting all national parks, like traveling, I really want to travel as well to just different places, because I really enjoy doing that and like learning about different cultures and learning about different people. To me, that's definitely something I'm very, very interested in. And I think that's pretty much it. Like, I don't need, like, my parents are already proud of me. And even if they weren't,
I'm just somebody where like I don't need validation from other people. Like I don't really care
True.
if other people don't like me or not. Like I'm just
Yeah.
I'm very much like, okay, I'm doing my own thing, and you can either get on or you can not get on. Like I can care less about who's
True,
getting on
true.
or not. Like I can't worry about every single person who's like
You
not
can't do
liking.
that. No.
I
You
can't worry about
want
people who are not liking my Instagram posts or who aren't listening
Right.
to the podcast, who aren't coming to my comedy shows, who aren't, supporting in any way. Like
Supporting,
I
yeah.
can't worry about that. Like there's nothing, because otherwise you could go insane. Like you can't worry about
Yeah,
that.
it's true. Yeah, you're
So
gonna
you can't worry
fucking.
about people who don't like you, who do like you. It's like you
Yeah.
can't, because otherwise you're never gonna get anywhere. So it's like
It's
you just have to do everything that you want to do, and then like people can either get on the train or they can hop
And
off or
then hop
whatever,
off. Yeah.
And
On that
that includes everybody.
note,
That includes
yeah.
your parents too, though. Like that includes your
True.
parents and your family. Like that includes them as well. They can either support you or not support you. I mean, I'm glad
Right.
they do, but like, if they didn't, then I wouldn't, it wouldn't matter to me. Like, I mean, maybe they have a good reason, maybe they don't, but like if something I feel like I'm going down the right path, then
True.
I'm just gonna keep going. So
That's a really strong, powerful thing to,
it's tough.
accept.
It's
It's
tough
very
because like there's
powerful.
gonna
It's tough.
be
It's not
yeah.
tough.
It's
It's tough. It's
tough.
damn tough. It's easier to say it, but to actually live it through
Oh
is actually the most. It's
yeah. Especially when you
living.
know that there's people who don't like
Right.
you, or there's people who like
Right.
aren't who don't like your comedy. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, we can air
Yeah.
out people who don't like us though, and
Oh,
people who don't like
definitely.
our
I got a
comedy.
bunch of
But we're
names
not
right
gonna do it.
here.
No, we're not gonna do it. But like,
You got a
I
bunch of
that's my
names right
point is
here.
like it does hurt, I think, especially when you like know it not only like that you think you that people are doing it, but like you actually know people who are like, oh yeah, like they don't like me or whatever, and
They
that's
don't like me.
okay.
Yeah.
You just got to keep pushing. You can't convince them. It's
That's true.
their
I
loss.
can't. I
Honestly, it's their
yeah.
loss. That's what
The
that's the
loss.
way I think
I
about
call
it.
them bring her downers.
Bring
Bring
her
her down.
downers. Yes, that's
Bring her down. Yeah.
everybody loves Raymond.
Everybody
Is
loves Raymond.
that the okay? Put the
Which
photo
everybody loves
there.
Raymond. Yeah, my favorite sitcom, by the way, is the most amazing sitcom. I watch it every time, man. It's just something so soothing
Why is
about
that your favorite sitcom,
that. Because I feel that Ray Romano is just a very he's just a I wouldn't he's just a guy who is just I think he's the only comedian who's put up a sitcom based on his entire life. The
Jerry
whole sitcom.
Seinfeld doesn't count?
No, I saw Ray. Everybody Loves Raymond before Seinfeld.
But
So,
Seinfeld put up a whole thing about his entire career and his life. So like, does
yeah,
that
but
not count? Does
there's something about
that
I would say there's something about Ray Romano being. I wouldn't say he's funny. I think Ray Romano, to me, he's being very human and very practical and just very. No, he's not trying. That's the thing, though. Ray Romano, the whole sitcom doesn't feel like it doesn't feel like I'm watching a comedy. It just feels like I'm watching, like
Hmm.
someone who's just, just opening door and just running a day through family and kids. You
Yeah.
know, it is so, and that show's so dear to me, and it's very family friendly because some episodes of Seinfeld are not family friendly. I know that,
Oh,
and
yes.
some of them are not family friendly. Ray Romano, the Everybody Loves Raymond, from the first to the last episode, it is so family friendly. The characters are so beautifully well written. My favorite one is, can't believe I'm saying this, it's Marie Barone. She is, and Marie Barone and Frank Barone, probably the two lovable, the
Are
backbone
those the parents?
of, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the backbone of, people say, oh my God, it's Deborah or it's the brother Robert. No, I would say Marie Barone is the entire backbone. Her taunting, her sarcasm, her criticism.
Yeah.
It is, I would say the show is just so beautiful. Like I watch it for no reason at all. Like I just watch the how simple it is. It just gives simplicity. That show is simplicity. That's the whole point. That's how I'll define that show. Simplicity at its finest. Okay. Seinfeld is funny, intellectual, satire, witty. All right, that's different. This is simplicity. And that's why I like Everybody Loves Raymond. So there was this one episode where, why do I say bring her downers, is because when Deborah was trying to get a job as a PA, and then everybody was trying to convince her not, Robert was like, bring this family, if you like, bring her downers. You live your life, Deborah. you live your life. Go beyond the dream. So that's a very funny scene. But yeah, so I've heard about the phrase being a drowners. And yeah, and that's true even with the industry. There are a lot of comedians who are just bring you down and being, they just open with a critic. They don't open with, hey, I like this bit. You know, I like this bit, but, you know, they would never fucking say that. Yeah. So they will open with a critic. Okay, if he's your best friend in the world, he can open with a critic. It's fine. All right. If you know him for a decade or, you know, he's like the best friend, whatever, you can open with
it. I think my point to that is like people are going to always criticize you, though.
Especially
in stand up and comedy, like we're all competing against each other. I like to think of it as like, hey, listen, they're giving you free advice and feedback. You can either take it or not take it. And that's
true.
That's up to you. I mean, because like,
true.
Everyone's gonna give their own opinion. Like, we all have social media. We all are gonna comment on every single little thing. Like, that's
absolutely. And it's like I would say it's like a release of pressure valve of stress. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just release of pressure valve. So you can either choose to dodge it or just absorb it. Your choice. You know. So. But yeah, so I'm just saying this is just one of those, this is the type of sit, this is my favorite show. And yeah, so what about you?
Any show?
Yeah, any show which you like any particular show you are obsessed with?
I mean, there is no bad episode of The Office. I mean, that's so good. US version, so good. I mean, I love The Office. Even when Steve Carell wasn't there, it's still a really good show. I mean, every single character on there, even like the side characters, are probably even better than the main characters. But like, every single character is so well written and so good. I mean, it deserves all the recognition that it's been getting.
It does. I personally found it slightly boring after a while. I'm not gonna lie. Not because of the absence of Steve Carell. Not because they had a new office manager every now and then.
Yeah.
But I found it slightly drifting towards not boredom, but like in terms of is when everybody got into a relationship and it was very boring after a while. There were the emphasis, and when it was too much Pam and Jim, too much of it, which was in Office. That's where I actually slightly got bored. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, it's too much. The same thing happened.
That's why we're different people, because I don't think there was enough Pam and Jim. So there you go. So see, there you go. That's the difference between us, right? So there you go.
Well, I wouldn't say the show was all bad though, but yeah,
You know, Parks and Rec is a really good show.
I've not completed it. Don't even bother talking about it.
So good. I mean, my favorite comedian, Aziz Ansari's on it. So that's amazing.
Still watching it. Don't say shit. I'm still watching.
Love that show.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
I'm in that episode. Yeah. Treat yourself. So
he says that all the time. I don't know what episode that is. He says it all the time.
Okay, maybe I have to check. But
it's like a catchphrase. They say it all the time. So
okay, I gotta check once again. And but then, I'm not completed it. Yeah. I'll say that. I'm not completed.
And then also, Always Sunny in Philadelphia is also really good. Especially the older seasons are just incredible.
We do have a lot of Indian audience listening to us. So we you don't know Hindi.
I've spoken a little bit of Hindi on this podcast before.
No, you gotta actually learn some Hindi curse words. Because the Indian audience is just very particular about, we call them Gali, G-A-L-I.
Okay.
Gali, which is like very important in the Indian culture when it comes to greeting somebody or emphasizing a purpose of statement. Okay. Like it's like the foul word, statement, respect. So you gotta learn. All right, so which one do you know? Do you know any Gali? Because they're Spanish.
I don't know any, dude. You're supposed to be teaching me, right? So yeah.
All right. So I'll teach you the best three one, the top three one, the one which we use.
Okay.
All right. The first one is oh god, we have to edit this part out. I'm so scared.
Why are you so scared? This is, I don't understand. Like, we can't just edit everything out you say though. Like, this is, I don't know why. And he says every time edit the part. Everything's edited this part out. Just don't say what you're gonna say. Like, how does that work?
All right, fuck it. I'm gonna teach you anyway. We're gonna keep it. All right, I'm gonna teach you anyway. Fuck it. All right, cool. All right, so the three words are, the first one is Ben Chod. Ben Chod.
Ben okay. Chod. Ben Chod, right?
Ben okay. Chod. Ben Chod. Chod.
Chod. Okay, Ben Chod. Ben Chod. Is it CH at the end?
CHOD.
Oh, Ben Chod. Ben Chod.
Ben Chod. Ben Chod. And the second one is Bosidike.
Bosidike. Okay, so Ben Chod. Bosidike. Okay.
And then you have Chutie.
Chutie?
Chutie. Chutie. Okay. Chutie. Yes.
Okay, so what okay. do all these mean that... though? Like I mean, okay. we're going.
All right.
What did they all mean?
Okay, so
you're a bad teacher. This is the problem.
I'm telling you one by one. Wait a minute.
No, then we have to tell Ben Chod. What does it mean, though?
Like, okay, I mean, I'm gonna tell you now. I'm gonna tell you now.
Tell me.
So Ben Chod means sister fucker.
Sister fucker. Okay. All right. Yeah. This is what you want to teach me. Okay. Ben Chod means sister fucker. Okay. Go ahead.
Bosadike is this a way of saying you dumb fuck or you asshole? Or, you know, something okay. related to just the dumb fuck asshole, like you know, you're like going to be an asshole.
Okay.
And chutie is chutie means well, it means okay, it means oh god, how do I say this delicately without struggling? Chutie means the vagina of a woman.
Just say vagina then. Like what's the
No. So chutie means the word chut, like the word chut, 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 okay? Uh-huh. In Hindi means the vagina of a woman. That's the Hindi translation of that. All right. And chutie is basically like the extended version of that. So these are like the three iconic words where people use in sentences in everywhere in Delhi or with friends. Like it's like a slang.
Wait, hold on. The vagina. So there's a specific word for a vagina for a woman, and there's a specific. Is there no generic word for it? Like what?
No. There's vagina. There is clitoris. There is English word, but there's also Hindi word chutie.
No, but why say vagina for women? It's not just the word vagina though. It doesn't translate.
No, nobody translates that. I mean, nobody says vagina, but we do say, we say, oh, chutie. It's like, oh, chutie, like that. That's like that.
Chutie,
like
saying, which means yeah. vagina. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So it's.
But why did you say vagina of a woman? That's why I'm really that, confused at the other woman part. Like that. Why?
No. The reason I'm saying vagina is, vagina is because the word vagina, all right, in the Hindi translation is the word chut. Chut means vagina. Truth. All right. So we can't say it in the normal way. So we put chutie like that. We say it like that.
Okay. So but chut is the actual word though. But
yeah. To the actual word. Yes. Okay. So don't ever say that anywhere. Don't ever say that.
Now, why are you teaching me? I don't understand. Like the thing I'm going to teach you, you can say like.
You wanted to hear the bad words of the Indian culture.
I know, so but like these bad words you can say, like you don't have to. You can say bad words. I can say, like I mean, what is the point? Like, why are you so scared to say them though? Like,
I don't. I say 24 in India. People say 24/7. Fuck yeah, man.
So then, why are you so scared to say it? Wait, why are you scared to say it? They say it all 24/7 in India.
I'm not scared of saying it over here, but yeah, I'm just.
No,
I'm just,
you were scared. You were so scared. This is what
I was just slightly. I don't know if you're gonna get canceled. I thought we were gonna get canceled because of that. Just saying.
This is what I don't understand from you, though, right? You're the one who wanted to say these words, right? You wanted to say these words.
I'm also this prepared. You see what I mean? You see what I mean when I say I'm overthinking it? I always overthink one step or the always. Just
saying. But like, but your whole comedy persona is. Insulting people and
not always. I do clean comedy now.
When it's not clean comedy, it's insulting people and targeting jokes about everybody. But now when you come on this podcast, it's always edit this part out. Edit this part out. Edit this part out. Like,
that's a good.
Are you gonna say that on stage? Edit this part out. Like, no, you.
No, I wish I could. That'll be super funny. All right, now you. Yeah. Okay, now you teach me the bad words in Spanish.
All right. I'll teach you the bad words. Okay.
Hey, cool.
So, first one, hoder, right?
Hoder.
Hoder means fuck. So if you say fuck, hoder is just the word. Hoder.
That's a Spanish word?
Yeah, Hoder.
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 Hoder. H-O-D-E-R?
No, no. J-O-D-E-R is Hoder.
Joder.
Not Joder. Don't say Joder. Come on. It's Hoder. It's Hoder is the... It's an H sound. I know. Do we need to bring back the UK guy? Like, I mean... Like,
so how do you spell it? Tell me how do you spell it. Tell me how do you spell it. How do you spell it?
J-O-D-E-R, but it's Hoder is how you say it, though.
What? There's no H in that at all. Okay.
Again, Hoder. We need to bring back the UK guy. Okay.
Hoder. Okay, Hoder. Yeah. Okay, Hoder. That's fuck in Spanish. Okay.
Yeah, that's Hoder. Spanish.
Hoder is fuck in Spanish. Got it. Yeah. Then.
Okay. Mierda. Mierda is shit. Mierda is shit.
Mierda.
Yeah, that's shit.
Mierda.
That's shit. Yeah.
That's just shit. Plain shit.
That's shit. That's shit. Yeah. So if you shit. Say shit, that's mierda. Yeah.
So like, so if you were to say, oh, you're a piece of shit in Spanish. Mierda.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's just shit. I mean, a piece of shit is a totally different phrase. I don't know what that is, but like, that word is shit. Yeah.
Mierda. Mierda.
So,
okay.
Cojones. Do you know what cojones is?
Pocahontas?
Not Pocahontas. Cojones. Cojones. You know what cojones is?
No.
Okay. It's balls. So you probably hear that a lot. Like cojones. Like los cojones.
Cojones.
Like, yeah. You don't have any cojones, though. It means
you don't have any cojones. Okay.
Yeah.
So cojones means balls. In,
like roast, you know, from like Spanish people, right? You know.
Oh, cojones. Okay.
Cojones, yeah.
But all these words sound so sophisticated and slightly dignified. Like it's just like, it doesn't sound abusive. When you like, it doesn't sound like abusive, like unless you know the meaning of it, like it just
it
doesn't come across as an abusive word when you hear it.
I know it comes out fancy, yeah.
It just sounds fancy and like stylish and like super sexy, you know, like that.
And, what like... about okay? So you can hijo de puta. Do you know what that means? Hijo de puta.
No.
That means son of a bitch. Hijo de puta. So hijo is a son.
I know puta means bitch. I know puta.
Yeah, yeah. Iho
puta.
Is son.
Iho, okay, son. Iho.
Iho is son, yeah.
Iho, do you say Iho?
Iho. Iho de puta.
Iho de puta.
Yeah. Okay. That means son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. See, even if I say Iho de puta, it doesn't even sound like I'm abusing. It just sounds like I'm asking, like, do you want a cup of coffee or do you want to have some tea or how has your day been? You know, it sounds like that. Damn. Yeah.
Another word is coño. You know what coño is?
No, it sounds Japanese a little bit.
No, coño is pussy. So if you want to call somebody coño, then that's
just like chute in
yeah, in, it's okay. Similar. Yeah, okay.
Chute also pussy, means though. Pussy in okay. So coño.
Yeah, but that's pussy. But if you want to know vagina, though, this is actually there's actually two words that when I was looking up other Spanish words, I want to have a whole list. Right. There's two other words I found, though, right, that I did not know before. So one is sapo. Sapo?
Sapo.
Yeah, so sapo, the clean version of sapo is toad, right? But the dirty version of it is a lady's hoo-ha. That's the
lady's hoo-ha.
Literally, the sapo. Yeah,
I know hoo-ha means. I know what hoo-ha is. I know that.
So that was the translation. I did not know the word. The other word I did not know, is concha. Concha is a shell, concha. Right? Concha is shell, the clean version.
Shell.
But the dirty version is, I don't know, this is the description of it. So the map of Tasmania. Do you know what Tasmania is? It's an island in Australia, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So Tasmania. If you look at it on a map, though, it looks like a vagina, though. So that's another way you say concha.
Put that picture here, right here.
Picture of Tasmania. Yeah.
I want to see it.
It's an island in Australia. It literally looks like a vagina, dude. So, yeah. Yeah. So that's another word I did not know.
My God. Dude, it takes a lot of time to abuse somebody in Spanish, man. It's just like it's like at least we Indians, we have like a short, quick way to abuse somebody. Like yours sounds like a bunch of sophisticated words. Like you got to put a whole, like a paragraph.
Yeah, the whole paragraph. do you know what Tremendo Culo is? The Pitbull song? Like, you know.
No. What is this?
So Tremendo Culo, when you know, the Pitbull song, he's like saying Tremendo Culo, like that song, right? It means tremendous ass. So that's if you want to say someone has a tremendous ass, Tremendo culo is the best way to say that. So,
but tremendo culo also, okay, that's also a compliment if you're saying somebody you got a great ass. So
yeah, you say they have a tremendous ass. Yeah, that's
yeah. It doesn't actually necessarily mean to mean offensive, right? If you're complimenting, oh, tremendo culo.
I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, if the construction worker said tremendo culo to like to the girl that walks by, I don't know. It could be offensive or not. I don't know. So
maybe say it to your wife or girlfriend.
Okay? Yeah. Say it to your wife or girlfriend. Yeah.
Or to your best friend, whatever works out for you.
Or your best friend.
Yeah, whatever. Like, it's okay to compliment your best friend's ass.
Don't ever say have a tremendo culo. That's so fucking weird, dude.
No, be weird. You're complimenting your friend's ass. It's a good thing. It's
that's
not a bad
weird.
Thing.
That's weird.
It's yeah, not that's weird. Weird. Bromance weird. Is real. You can use it in bromance. You can use it from a bromance perspective. And bromance is real. It's a real word.
That's weird, dude. That's weird. All right. So, last question I wanted to ask you. What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of I'm afraid that I might die single, or I may never find anybody. Like, I'm just scared of that. Little bit.
Are you scared of that?
Yeah, I might just scared about the fact that I might not, you know, just
die. Yeah, but why aren't you comfortable being single, though? Like, what's the...
Oh, no, it's not a great feeling. I'm just being very honest. This is me. I don't like it. I genuinely don't like it. Yeah, I mean, maybe introverts can live with that. I can't.
No, right? But like, I think my point is like, how can you get into a relationship if you don't like yourself, though? Like, that's...
Well, I like myself. I just don't like being alone. That's it. I like myself. I don't love myself, but I like myself because that's the whole difference. I'm not in the loving phase. Mm-hmm. I'm in the liking phase. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. I just, you know, sometimes feel that, you know, I might be so successful in comedy and, you know, traveling and making money, but still masturbating alone in a room and having no companionship. Just saying that also can be a...
So is it a sex thing for you then? Or is it like, do you really want to have an actual relationship with somebody?
I want a connection. I want to come back and talk about my day and take her to my shows and, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. Also do pranks on her, annoy her. And okay. just give every version of myself to that person.
Okay.
That's what annoys me. I don't think I'm going to get that. And because my whole energy in life is...
No, I think you will. I think you will. I mean, you've been growing, you know. I mean, the past year, I've definitely seen you grow. So like, it's going to take time, dude. And I know for sure whoever comes with you, man, it's a lot of... It's a lot to take on, for sure. And I think that's, you know that.
You've said this statement so many times.
It's a lot, no, because, like, I am basically the person you're calling every day, though. So I know what she would have to deal with, though. Like, that's the reason why I'm saying that.
You know, I'm gonna, if I get somebody, I'm gonna be like, she's gonna be like, hey, if I find somebody and if she has any problem, like, you know what? Talk to Kevin. I'll put you through Kevin. You don't know you have a problem with this. He will educate you better.
Yeah.
You're like, you're not understanding this? Talk to Kevin. Kevin will make you understand. He knows this better.
Yeah. Like, basically Kevin. Your therapist at this point. Yeah. But yeah, man, I think that, yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. I don't think you have to be afraid of that, though. Like, that's my thing.
Just worried about this, man. That's it. Like, they're just worried about this and nothing else. I mean, other things I already told what I can, you know, that's already established. This is my prime worry. That's it. I don't think I want to worry about comedy right now because that's completely in my hands, how I do it. Mm-hmm. So I'm not worried about it. I'm worried how it's going to turn out, but I'm not worried about it. Like, that's, you know, I'm doing well. So it's all in my efforts. You know, it's all in your efforts. That's how it goes. So, but this is just, you know, one of the things which at the back of my head of, you know, being successful and also being alone, which I've seen in a lot of people. And I, for once, don't want to do that. I cannot do that. I don't like it. It's just me. I don't like it. So we have people like, oh, you got money. You can buy chicks. You can like order a hooker and be happy. To be very honest with you, I don't want to do that. I don't like it after a point. I don't think that's the life I want to live.
Here's a stupid question. Here's a stupid question because I was asked this before, though. I think it's a very stupid question, but just a hypothetical.
Right.
If you meet a girl and you like her, and she tells you you have to quit comedy, would you do it?
No, I would tell her to leave.
Okay. So you love comedy more than the other
obviously.
Girls. Okay. So whoever you be with has to like notify you.
Yes,
like,
they have to show the importance to my passion the same way I show importance to what you do. You have to be passionate about my passion to see through my eyes so that I can do it for you. Whatever you are doing, you can be a doctor, you can be a surgeon, you can be a banker, you can be whatever. So it's just you, because the point is you need to have somebody giving you the importance how much you're giving importance to your own passion. That's the thing.
I agree with that. But I think also there is a point where it's like some comics are doing like eight open mics like a night, right? So I think like there is a point where it's like, okay, yes, like I want you to accept that I'm also like doing my passion, my comedian, because that's probably the reason why you're even interested in me in the first place.
Right.
But also maybe scaling back a little bit if you're in a relationship, because you have to have time to do that.
That's fine. Yeah, fine. I will. That'll eventually happen.
Scale back a little bit, you would be able to do that.
That happens automatically. That just happens automatically.
Well, does it happen automatically? That's the thing. Like, some couples get into fights because, like, you know, like, they'll have the passion. Like, hey, well, you know, I thought you liked me doing comedy. Like, yeah, but, like, I want you to spend more time with me, too. Blah, blah, blah. Like, why don't you spend more time with me, though? Like, you know what I mean?
I won't be able to answer that because I've not been in that phase. So, I can't give you an honest answer on this.
Okay.
So, I have to go through that experience. So, but, I mean, I don't think if I get somebody and if it's damn, the person is amazing and I'm grateful about it, I don't think on a conscious note, I'm going to fuck it up. I don't think I'm going to fuck it up.
I think the thing is, though, everything is compromised. So even like from both people.
It is. Everything is compromised.
You don't want to compromise too much. You don't want to compromise too much and lose yourself, but you want to at least like, hey, listen, you're in a partnership now. You're not by yourself.
Yeah, partnership. Partnership. Yes. So. What about you?
Okay. I'll mention. So what I'm afraid of is like basically two things, and people make fun of me for these two things anyway, though. But all the time, I'm afraid of ghosts, right?
I know this is fucking insane. You can't watch
people think like, I'm like, oh, like, what, are you 5 years old? Like, no. Okay. Ghosts are a fucking real thing, though, man. Like, I mean, there's so many ghost stories, though. And like stories of like, you know, demons and shit. Like, yo, ghosts are a fucking real thing. Okay. It's real. I've never seen one. I hope I never see one, but dude, it's real, okay?
you gotta watch Smile.
Dude, I'm not watching Smile, dude. I can't watch horror movies either. Like, a horror movie where it's like, if I can't sleep the night, I can't do it. Like, I can watch like a Nightmare on Elm Street or like a Freddy, if you know, the Freddy movies, right? Because like I know, okay, that's not real. Like, I mean, obviously I'm not in a camp, whatever, and like Freddy not real. So, but like to me, like, you know, I just can't watch like a ghost movie or like, you know, Paranormal Activity.
You're watching Insidious. You're not watching
Insidious. Oh, nah, dude. Like, I'm the one who has like the blanket, and dude, I have the covers on the whole time.
It's a great movie.
I love horror movies. For the one part, like, oh man, like when is it gonna be like daylight again, where like the good music's gonna come back, like yeah, exactly. Yo shut up. But like, I'll go to like on like haunted trails or whatever, and like I'm not gonna watch a horror movie like by myself. If somebody else wants to watch it, I'll watch it, but no, don't judge me if I had the blanket over my eyes, though. That's all I'm saying. So don't judge me. So, anyway, that's ghosts. That's ghosts. That's ghosts in horror movies.
Okay.
And then the second thing is like rodents, dude, like rats and mice.
Oh,
and
yeah, you don't like rats.
Possums.
I can second you on that. I don't like rats, dude, too.
I'd rather have like bugs and stuff like that. Some people are scared of like spiders and stuff like that. I don't really. I can kill a spider with my feet. I can't kill a fucking like mouse or a rat or something like that, or a possum with it, though. It's like, you know, I can't do it. It's just like, honestly, I think it's because like it's the hair, dude. It's also the fact that they're from the sewer.
You know,
like,
gross. You ever mistake a rat's you don't mistake a rat's tail for a spaghetti. I'm sorry. I just saw it. I saw a rat's tail, and at just the back of my head once, I just saw that tail can also look like a spaghetti. All right, fine.
Is this a bit that you tried on stage? Like, I'm waiting for the punchline. I mean, what's the...
No, it's not a punchline. It's just a talk.
Okay,
it's
okay.
It's just an observation.
It looks like a spaghetti. Okay. It does look like a spaghetti. You're right. It looks like a spaghetti.
Yeah, it looks like a spaghetti, right? It does.
It does.
Everybody's going to hate spaghetti now. Thanks. Great. Fantastic.
A rat is a spaghetti with... I don't know.
A rat is a hairball
with spaghetti on the end of it. Anyway,
no, but yeah, man, I think the second one is valid because I also don't like rats.
The first one's not valid at all. The second one is valid. The first one's not valid at all. Like, I'm just, there you go. Okay, I think the second.
No,
one
I'm
is valid.
Saying I'm more. I'm more towards the second.
I get it. The first one's also valid. Don't say the first one's not valid.
It's bad. Okay, it's bad.
Okay, they're both valid. Okay, you think the second one's more valid? Go ahead.
All right, so this is the first one. It's like, imagine the blanket.
Shut up, dude. Shut up. Anyway.
Okay, so no, the second one is pretty good because I don't like rats. I don't like lizards. Okay, I don't like rats. I'm okay with lizards. Okay, fine. I don't like something slimy or hairy. You know, that's just my situation. I don't even like snakes. So
I love snakes. Snakes are good. I love snakes.
I hate snakes. I hate it. I would like run like I would just kill myself if there's a snake in the room. I'd be like, fuck you. I'll kill myself so that you don't want to kill me. I'm out.
Man, dude,
I'm
always trying to kill yourself, bro. Like, fuck, man. Like, god damn. Like, YouTube's gonna like take this video down and shit. Like, no.
No.
Jeez, bro. No, I know it's a joke, but like, come on.
Yeah, it's just a joke. It's just a joke.
It's just a joke.
No, but I don't like snakes, though. I have a lot of people put it around their fucking neck like a bunch of garland and make it seem, oh my god, look at my snake. Oh yeah, it's a super, he's unharming. I'm like, no, get that shit away from my face. I don't need it, you know? It's just scary. It just grosses me out. Like, I just get the chills for some reason. So, but yeah, that's it. These are the new things. I'm good with a horror movie, which is on snakes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, isn't there one that's like Anaconda or Python or whatever? Something like
and,
that.
And also Snakes on the Plane. That's also
Snakes
great
on the
movie.
Plane. Is that a horror movie?
That's not a horror movie. It's a thriller movie, but it's funny.
Okay.
It's not funny, but it's thriller. So... Is it that you got Samuel L. Jackson?
Do not do the Samuel Jackson bit. We will get canceled for that. do not do a Samuel Jackson impression. Do not do it. Okay.
No, I'm not doing it right now. I won't do it. No, but seriously, no snakes. I'm done with snakes. Mm-hmm. I can't handle it. So yeah, but that's it. These are the two things. That's it.
Yeah, it's being alone and snakes.
Yeah, being alone and snakes. That's it.
And so if you were in a room by yourself with snakes, you would...
Jump off a building.
Kill yourself. Yeah, exactly. There you go.
I would jump off a building. I don't know how that's going to pan out. I'll just jump.
No, but you're in a room. You're in a room. You're by yourself in a room. Like, you can't...
Yeah, it depends what floor I'm at. You know, is it...
Oh, no, you're locked in a room.
Oh, I'm locked in a room. Oh, then I would definitely kill myself.
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't know. First, I'm going to see if I can kill the snake. And then if that doesn't pan out.
Yeah, but you're afraid of the snake. You're really telling me you're going to try.
No, but I'm going to make an attempt to kill
you're
it.
You're going to make
an attempt? I'm going to make an attempt.
What is your attempt?
I'm going to make an attempt. Obviously, I'm not going to die. I'm going to die a hero.
Okay.
I'm going to die a hero, right? Okay. I got my dignity. So if I kill myself, I should be like, I didn't make an attempt, right? I didn't try. I got to try.
Okay. Yeah, at least you made an attempt. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so I'm going to try. I'm going to definitely fail, but I'm going to try.
Yeah, I'm not making an attempt for a mice or a rat, so just like, sorry. I mean,
what would you do if you're like, you know, sitting in a room and there's like a rat in a cage and there's only horror movies playing back to back?
I mean, I don't know. I'll just sit there and sit there, be my introvert self, and just like not move at all, just like frozen, dude. Because like,
they're like a chair. They're like, imagine there's a table.
Is there a blanket? Is there a blanket? Well, can I? Is there a blanket? Can I shield my eyes? That makes a difference too. That makes a huge difference.
I don't. There's no blanket. There's a table. I don't think there's a blanket. There's
I'll just. Like, I cover my eyes like this then. Like I'm.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want, but there's like a cage of four rats, which is next to you. There's
next TV. To me, next to me. Okay, so it's not next in the same room. Is okay. Okay, so in a
cage. Like it's like let's on the you're sitting on the bed on the nightstand. There's the cage of rats.
Yeah.
Right. And which the cage is partially broken.
Yeah. Okay. That was partially broken now. Okay. So they can get broken. Out.
Yeah, I didn't say broken.
I was gonna say, like, if they're in a cage, they can get out, then, like, why is there... TV. I don't mind it. But they can get out, then, okay. Yeah,
and then there's a TV, which only plays horror movies back-to-back. You cannot do anything about
it. Okay. So, all right. I'll say, I guess from the three, right? If it's like, okay, if you're watching a horror movie, which one's worse, right? Watching a horror movie with no blanket. in a bed... and there's like a mice or a rat in the bed with you or I'm like seeing a ghost, right? Like
right.
I guess out of the three, the least I'm concerned with is probably seeing a ghost. It's like, okay, it's fine. Like, I'm just gonna tell myself like, okay, you're not real. So it's like
you're gonna tell the ghost.
I'll just tell myself that. And then I think I'll watch a horror movie without the blanket, I guess, and just watch that. And I have to watch it. I can't like look away or whatever. And then, like, the mice or rat in the bed would be the absolute worst. Like, do not. Yeah, that's just gross.
Makes sense. That's a good excuse. That's a good getaway.
Yeah.
I like that. it doesn't sound as dramatic as mine, but okay.
Yeah. Anyway, let's wrap this up.
Yes.
What do we learn on the podcast?
Oh no, we didn't learn a lot of things. No learning. We just spoke.
Oh, I learned so much, dude. What do you mean? I learned a lot.
Yeah, I didn't know. I don't know about learning, but I just heard myself talk a lot. So that's it. That's what I learned.
You learned that you talk. Oh, you heard yourself talk a lot. Okay.
Yeah, I talk about what's in at the back of my head. Deep back of my head. That's it. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Okay.
These are the things which I would say to myself alone in a room, or talk to myself. You know, or like, you know, it's like a solo conversation with yourself. So
that really makes me feel better. So
happens every once in a while.
That makes me really feel better though. Like as a solo conversation by yourself. That's good. That's really.
It's not introverted at all. All right.
That's really really good. That's really
it's
good.
Not introverted. Just saying. It's just
what I want to hear.
Yeah. So yeah, that's it. What did you learn?
No man, I learned a lot, man. I learned the fact that you're afraid of wanting to be single, even though I don't think you need to be afraid of that though, man. Like I think that you're, even though you keep saying like you don't want to be alone or you need a relationship or a companion, like you don't want to ever be in a relationship where you need somebody though, because I guess whenever you like need somebody, then that's you're gonna find the wrong person. And you know, I think
that's true.
Like, yeah, whenever there's like a desperate attempt, then you're gonna find the wrong person. So I think you have to like yourself. I think you do like yourself a little bit more, but like.
A little bit.
I think the
ratio is increasing.
I think it's unfair to have a relationship just to pour all your feelings out into somebody. Like that's not fair to the other person, to be honest. True. So it should happen every once in a while, but like
not always.
Your partner's not your therapist. I'm sorry. Like I mean
Yeah, true.
Neither is your comedy partner either. So just keep that in mind as well. Keep that in mind as well. What else?
Get a blanket next time. Yeah, sure.
Get a blanket next time. I think that you're concerned about your comedy with your parents, man. I think that you know, at some point you got to show them, man. And
I never
know what's gonna happen. And I think that we have that similarity where like our parents are too involved in our lives. And I think that, you know, there's good and bad with it. Right. Cause like, obviously you probably have a good upbringing and like, you're not, you know, going to jail or you're not doing anything stupid. Like, I mean, that's
not
fine.
Yet.
But, like, not yet. But like, I think that there's also a couple of downsides to it too. Cause like now it's like, you know, at some point you have to kind of be self-sufficient, be on your own. And I feel like
absolutely, yes.
It's grown over the years, but at some point it's gotta, you know, it, I don't, it has to like cut off. I think the relationship should be different. And it's been slowly like pushing that way, but it would be nice if it was pushing a little bit faster. That's all.
Yeah, faster. That's the word.
Yeah.
That's the word. Faster. Accelerate. Yes.
Accelerate. Yeah.
Accelerate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Cause I don't, if something were to happen, I mean, I don't need my dad to come up here if there's something that's broken. Like, I don't need my mom to like always worry about my finances. Like, I could do all that stuff on my own. And it's like, it's just something where at some point, hopefully it will happen though, but we'll see.
Right.
So
this is a really big podcast. You know that, right? We crossed over 1 hour.
Well, I mean, this is Joe Rogan territory. I mean, we can go another hour and a half. You want to do it? Let's... No, we're not as interesting as Joe Rogan. So we have the same logo. We have the same logo, but we're not as interesting. So, by the way, we have to do something for the Patreon. So we should do a Would You Rather after this. So,
after this,
we'll do it after this. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, like, and Shady, where can people find you?
People find me. Okay. You can find me. I can tell you where you cannot find me. Next to a pretty girl. But you can find me on Instagram, which is at Enshady Forever. You can also find me on Facebook, which is same as, it's very different. My Facebook ID is Narayan Venkat, which is also this, which is same as that. You can also find me on Gin and Tonic as well. And you can also find me at the Hangover Comedy Podcast. You can find me at these four places. So yes, Instagram is your best bet. What about you? Where can people find you?
So you can find me at the Kevin Carrier on Instagram. Also, you can find me at Gin and Tonic at Gin and Tonic _comedy on Instagram. And Shane and I host Gin and Tonic. You can also follow the podcast, Hangover Comedy Podcast, on Instagram. Also, follow the YouTube channel as well and subscribe. You can also follow me at South Sound Improv. It's called SS Improv on Instagram. We're on Twitch now, so we're doing monthly shows on Twitch, which is also awesome. It's an virtual improv show that we do. You can also follow me at Comedy Menagerie, which is another like live show that we're trying to do. I'm trying to do with Christine, who's been on the podcast. So trying to do like a variety show of like improv, stand up, and sketch comedy. So we're trying to get like a venue to do that, so hopefully that will happen soon.
Nice.
And then the other thing is I do trivia every Sunday in East Windsor, New Jersey. So I don't know if anybody here listens from New Jersey, but I do that. And then that's pretty much it. So
I'm not gonna make any jokes on blankets. Right, I'm not gonna do blanket jokes.
No, please make a joke. Oh my god!
I was about to say where you cannot. I was about to say that if you cannot.
Oh, you will not find me in the dark watching a horror movie. No, that's not.
I was about to say that if you cannot find him in any of these places, you can definitely find him under a
under
blanket.
Under a blanket. Yes, that's perfect. That's perfect. Yes,
that's the easiest way to get. Oh wow, I'm going to hell.
No. That's a perfect one liner. It's fine. Hey, listen, I own that shit. Fuck you guys, man. Like, I don't give a shit, dude. I'll be under that blanket, man, safe and sound. Y'all can watch that horror movie, though. I don't give a shit, dude. I don't give a fuck, man.
All right, I'm under that blanket.
So wait. Who was the guy? Wasn't it like a cartoon character who always had a blanket? Yeah, like from like
Mr. Bean.
No, there's like a cartoon character who like always had like a blanket. I think it was from Charlie
Oswald. Brown. Oswald.
Was it Charlie Brown? There was some cartoon where it's like there was a guy who had like a blanket all the time. Anyway, Connor, put a picture over here.
Aladdin.
That's a carpet, okay, not a blanket.
Okay, same thing.
No, not the same thing, dude. Not the same thing, bro. Do you not know the difference between a carpet and a blanket? I'm not going under a carpet. Like, that's like so much rough of a material. Like, you don't, you've never.
Not Kevin goes under the carpet instead of hiding, he's flying. Like,
dude, shut up, man. Dude, it's not the same thing. I would never go under a carpet. Anyway, yeah. So that guys, that's our podcast.
That's our podcast.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
Absolutely. Yes. And we'll catch you guys in the next video.
Yep, catch you guys. See you. Bye.
Bye.